The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to a new edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today, our report is all about small creepy crawlers or ants. In that, we received the following question from Petra in Heidelberg. She would like to know, is formic acid really derived from ants? Let us first take a small trip back in time. In the 15th century, alchemists and scientists observed that forest ants defend themselves by spraying a corrosive fluid. It was in 1671 when scientist John Ray, in his curiosity, heated several of these small creepy crawlers in a glass flask and produced the first human-made formic acid, or acid from ants, thus contributing to its name. This acid is not exclusively the invention of forest ants. In nature, the same substance can also be found in many other animal and plant species, for example, in the stinging nettle. Certain types of jellyfish, bugs, and bees also use a cocktail made of formic acid to defend themselves or catch prey. Although formic acid was initially made of acid from ants, scientists have quickly developed procedures to produce formic acid artificially. I asked BASF expert Dr. Lothar Franz for a chemical explanation of how this works. Formic acid consists of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen. Industrially, it is produced with carbon monoxide and water. There is no difference between the structure of the formic acid produced industrially and that derived from ants. But why do we need formic acid? The list of its uses is really surprising. Formic acid is truly a jack of all trades. It makes animal feed imperishable, airline runways ice-free in the winter, or it can be used as a coolant during the drilling process when extracting petroleum, entirely without side effects. Formic acid is even biodegradable. But that's not all. It could be very soon that your mobile phone or laptop display reads, "Powered by formic acid." Research is underway in search of small fuel cells that can be powered by or fueled with formic acid. Well, if you consider how small forest ants have changed our world, they could surely be a candidate for the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. So, that's it for today. Looking forward to sharing our next edition with you. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.